every demon,
every curse,
every trap,
every attack,
every problem,
any challenge,
anything against us,
our lives,
our families,
our careers,
our countries,
our anything,
let them be bound.
I bind them now.
I destroy them now.
I bend them to ashes.
But the blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus, Holy Ghost, fire.
I command them to the abyss.
Good afternoon, Holy Ghost.
I worship you.
I adore you.
I love you so much.
I surrender to you.
Take over me.
Lead me.
Guide me.
Protect me.
Bring my blessings today.
In the name of Jesus. This afternoon we'll be going straight to the Word of God. Let us listen. Let us go through the Word of God together. The Bible reads as follows from the book of Nehemiah chapter 9, verse number 15. In their hunger, you gave them bread from heaven. In their thirst, you brought them water from the rock. You told them to go in and take possession of the land you had sworn with uplifted hand to give them. But our ancestors became arrogant and stiff-necked. They did not obey your command. They refused to listen and failed to remember the miracles you perform among them. They become stiff-necked, and their rebellion in their rebellion appointed a leader in order to return to their slavery, but you are forgiving God, gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love. Therefore, you did not desert them. Even when they cast for themselves an image of a calf, said, "This is your God who brought you up of Egypt," or when they committed awful blasphemies, because of your great compassion, you did not abandon them in the wilderness. By day, the pillar of cloud did not fail to guide them on their path, nor the pillar of fire shine on their way. they were to take. You gave your good spirit to instruct them. You did not withhold your manna. You gave them water for their thirst. For 40 years, you sustained them in the wilderness, and they lacked nothing. Their clothes did not wear out. Their feet became swollen. Then this afternoon will be starting very well from verse number 15 of Nehemiah chapter 9. The Bible says that in their hunger you gave them bread from heaven. In their thirst you brought them water from the rock. You told them to go and take possession of the land you saw with an uplifted hand to give them. You know, the one who is talking here is Nehemiah. Nehemiah is telling God and reminding the good and wonderful things God has done when he took the children of Israel out of Egypt. But Nehemiah said that when they were in the wilderness, God performed miracles, mighty wonders. He said that, first of all, you gave them bread from heaven. In their thirst, you brought them water from the rock. And you take possession, and you told them to go and take the possession of the land. You know, first of all, you know, remember when these the children of Israel coming from Egypt, going to Canaan. And they were passing through the wilderness by this time. As they were passing through the wilderness on this time, you know, when we talk about the desert or wilderness, it's a place where there is absolutely nothing. If you'll be at this place called desert, it's just sand. You will only see a sand. But the Bible says that in that desert place, a place where there was nothing, the time when they were hungry, he provided food out of nothing. The time when they were thirsty, in that dry place, he provided water out of nothing. Out of nothing. You know, that's how powerful is our God. Our God can make anything out of nothing. He can make anything out of nothing. You know, when we are hearing about that scenario, you might think, okay, wow, producing water out of a rock, raining food from heaven out of nothing. But when we go again to the book of Genesis, where the Bible talks about in the book of Genesis, the Bible says that God created heaven and earth. Then there, out of nothing, absolutely nothing. That's why the Bible will say that God created heaven and earth. He created heaven and earth out of nothing. Then to God, he do those kind of wonders. With what we talk about, that if this is the situation that we hear, that it is impossible to man. It is impossible to man, but God make something out of nothing, and he produces food out of nothing. And that's why, as a child of God, if God have done such, what can he not do in your life today? Which state can you be where you say that today, on this state, God cannot help you? There is no state, there is no situation that God cannot take you out of, because he can make anything out of nothing. Then the Bible said that in verse number 16, but they, our ancestors, became arrogant and stiff-necked. They did not obey your commands. The Bible says that even though God was doing these wonders, God was doing these great things for the children of Israel. The Bible said that they could not see. You know, let me tell you this. It was not that God was not doing great things. It was not that wonders were not happening. I'm telling you, every day in the wilderness was a wonder. Every day God was doing things that no man can ever do. Imagine to eat a food, it was a miracle. Food was coming from heaven. Water was coming out of the rock. But the Bible said that these people in the wilderness, even though they were seeing the great work of God, they were stiff-necked. They were stiff-necked. They could not see the greatness of God. They could not see the power of God. Let me tell you this. Sometimes it's like that. Most of the people who God have appeared to and they've done great things in their lives, you wonder, they are the one who don't see the greatness of God. People who are supposed to see that indeed God is mighty, God is powerful, is the same thing. When the Bible talks about Jesus Christ, said that when he was talking about the towns that he performed great miracles. And he said that, woe to these cities because they have performed many miracles. But those were the cities where people were not saved, even though they've seen the great miracles, great signs and wonders. Like today, you might think, okay, everyone in Israel is born again. You may think everyone in Ephesus is born again. You may think something like that today because these were the places where God did many, many mighty miracles there. Jesus Christ, you know, in some of these places in Israel, if you go there to Israel, they will tell you that here is where he opened the blind eyes of Bartimaeus. Here it is where he rose Lazarus from the dead. They will tell you, here it is where he raised the child of Nain from the dead. Here is where he is born, where he was baptized. But you find that at this place where Jesus Christ have done great things, wonders, miracles, signs and wonders, is the same place where they don't see there. You find that they're not born again. They're not born again. You wonder why. These were the places where today everybody was supposed to be born again, because these things, they are not coming to them like a story only in the Word of God. These things, they have got even a proof. Is this the place where this wonder happened? This is the place where this God have done this. This is the place where God have done that. But at the end of the day, you find that at those places, people are not born again. Like what I'm talking about here, what the Bible is talking about here, that their ancestors of the children of Israel, the Bible says that they became arrogant and stiff-necked and did not obey. They did not obey the command. They did not obey the word of God. They did not obey the word of God. They did not obey the command of God. Not because God was not performing signs and wonders. Not because God was not doing great things. Amen. God in that time was doing great things. The God by that time, he was even opening. These were the people who God has opened a Red Sea. And they walked in the dry ground. Such kind of a wonder where the water was opened and they walked in the dry ground. This is a sign and a wonder which it's unheard of. But these were the people who could change their mind and say that, okay, you know, we want to go back to Egypt, a place of slavery. They will say that they want to go back to Egypt. They want to go back to the place of slavery. Why do they say they want the place to go back to the place of slavery when they are experiencing God and when they are with God, who can do anything, anytime, and anywhere? Why? You know, they were stiff-necked people. They were people who were not seeing the great thing that God has done. I pray for us this afternoon that we may become people who will see His glory, who will see His greatness, we will see His power. Not just because you see it happening, but you acknowledge it. Because these people were seeing these things happening before them, but they were not acknowledging God. I don't know whether you are hearing what I'm saying. They were not acknowledging God. They were not acknowledging God. Instead of them being able to see, to be able to see the greatness of God. God has been doing great things, wonderful things in their life. But they could not see. You know, to be this kind of a person, it's a curse. It's some sort of a curse. How can be God be doing wonders, doing miracles unheard of, and somebody could not see what God is doing? It's like their mind has been twisted. When I'm talking about that, when I say maybe their mind has been twisted, I'm talking about, you know, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is performing miracles. He's performing miracles. The same time He's raising the dead. The same time Jesus Christ is raising the dead. He's raising the dead. He's healing the sick. He's doing this and doing that. But the same time, there was another Pharisee who was an unbelieving Pharisee. Huh? The same time when Jesus Christ Himself, I'm not talking about even the apostles. I'm not talking about His followers. I'm talking about the Lord Himself is walking in the land. The Lord Himself is opening the blind. And the Bible said that one day even John came and said that to Jesus, asked Jesus, "Jesus, are you the one who we have heard about? Are you the Messiah, or we must expect somebody?"
Amen.
Are you the one? Are you the one, or must we expect somebody? And the Bible said that Jesus said that, you know, "I am the one. Go and tell John that the blind are seeing, the dead are being raised, the sick are being healed, miracles are happening. Go and tell John that these things are happening. I am the one. I've come with signs and wonders." He has come with signs and wonders. But, you know, sometimes when God is moving like that, you find that there are some people who the devil has blinded their mind. The devil has blinded their eyes. They can't see things. Not that things are not happening. Things are happening in front of their eyes. Miracles are happening in front of their eyes. But you find somebody being skeptical, and you wonder, why are they skeptical? Most of the time is they are being skeptical because they have been blinded. They can't see the obvious. The problem is what? They can't see the obvious.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is a curse when somebody cannot see the obvious. When somebody cannot see the obvious and believe the obvious. When somebody says, "Jesus, you know, Jesus Christ is really opening the blind eyes. You know, He's really opening the blind eyes. Is really raising the dead." They say, and this person in the crowd is just going like, they've bought those. This is just mere acting. You see what they're doing? It's a mere acting. You see this guy batting us away, was shouting, maybe Jesus gave him money.
There are people like that. And Jesus did not give Bartimaeus money. Jesus did not pay Lazarus to die. It's a reality. Lazarus came back to life.
But there's this guy in the crowd. If there's somebody who's like this guy, who is so skeptical, saying, really, he walked on top of water. Can he walk on? That guy, that man who does not believe is cursed. You, as a child of God, you must not associate yourself with the person who does not believe.
Why? He can't believe the obvious. Huh? He can't believe the obvious. Bartimaeus was just a beggar. Bartimaeus, Jesus did not come with him. Huh? He did not come with him. He was just a beggar.
And Jesus Christ came and prayed for Bartimaeus as eyes opened. When the eyes have opened, it is a true and a real miracle. But this person who is a stiff-necked, like these children of Israel, when God is taking them out of captivity, out of slavery, he's taking them to Canaan with signs and wonders. Mighty miracle. But one of the guys will say, no, Moses, you want to kill us. Hey, Moses is like, when you are planning to kill us in the desert, we want to go back to Egypt. Place where you are suffering. Now God is sent to take you to your Canaan, and this man, he wants to go back. God was like, this one is a stiff-necked. They are called stiff-necked people. People whom no matter what God do in their life, they don't appreciate. They don't see the power of God. Not because they have not been doing wonders. Not because they have not been performing miracles. But God is doing, but they have got a darkness in them. Some of this darkness is more outside. Some of this darkness which are making unbelievers to be so stubborn. Eh? Somebody, you know, this person has been healed 3 times. Have been healed 4 times. This person has got jobs, but he can't just stop from going to Sangoma. Huh? What kind of a person is this? A person who God has tried to reveal himself so many times, but he still wants to say, he's still going to Sangoma. God has been revealing himself to this person several times in such a way that this person have to really think that, no, I'm no longer going to go back to my Egypt. I'm no longer going to go back to my Egypt. I will continue to walk with Jesus.
Amen.
But somebody, when they've got a veil, when somebody has been cared, no matter what God do, it's like these children of Israel, who will always say that, I want to go back to Egypt. Egypt is a place of slavery. But God is trying by all means to take this person out. But this person wants to go back.
I say anything in our life, in our family, in anything that want to pull you back to your slavery, let it be broken in Jesus' name. Any demon which will always doesn't want you to see the power of God, I burn that demon by fire of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name.
Amen.
But when God is performing signs and wonders, you may see, you may appreciate, and you may never go back in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Because this is a midday service, can you say, my day is blessed?
My
family is blessed.
My family is blessed.
My career is blessed.
My career is blessed.
Our countries are blessed.
Our countries are blessed.
Everything is turning around for my good.
Everything is turning around for my good.
I will not die before my time.
I will
never be sick in my life. I will never be broke in my life. Say, devil,
in my life.
Take off your hand.
take off your hand
from my life,
from my life,
from my family,
from my family,
from my career,
from my career,
from my everything. I lose angels now.
I lose now.
Angels,
angels,
bring my harvest.
Bring my harvest.
My testimonies.
My testimonies.
My blessings.
My blessings.
Angels, usher me, everywhere I go,
in everything that I do,
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Angels,
angels,
present me.
Present.
Represent me.
Represent me.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. There may be somebody who wants to receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and their Savior. Wherever you are, let us say this prayer together. Say, Lord Jesus Christ.
Lord Jesus Christ.
You are my Lord.
You are my Lord.
You are my Savior.
You are my Savior.
Wash me with your blood.
Wash.
Forgive me my sins. Bless me today.
Protect me from today.
With your power.
With the power
of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. I want to say to you, have a blessed and a successful day in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.